Proclamation number 6219 of 25th of March, 1955. God's will, fitting into the eternal order. God's will is fully complied with when the human being lives a life of love. For the human being's unodliness only has its course in unkindness, and as soon as the human being is in love again, his nature also corresponds to God's will. Thus it is divine, as it was from the beginning. God's will is therefore only the integration into the eternal order, which therefore requires constant loving activity. The fact that the human being is on earth, that he is in an imperfect state, is only the effect of unloving thinking and willing. As a result, the divine order was overturned, and this also means distance from God, since his nature is pure love. But God does not want to leave you at a distance from him, so he makes you. As uncognizant beings, familiarized with his will, which you should fulfill in order to come closer to him again. He informs you what his eternal order consists of and how you can restore it. He gives you the commandments of love for himself and your neighbor. And if you are now willing to fulfill these commandments, you will enter the divine order again. As a supremely perfect being, his will must also apply to the perfection, to the deification of the beings created by him. Thus he will also reveal this will to you so that you can act in accordance with it if you want to reach perfection. The will of the supremely perfect being can only ever be good, full of love and wisdom. And therefore God will only recommend to you what is a blessing for you, what brings you close to perfection. Anyone who is now willing to live on earth in accordance with this will enter the state of eternal order again of his own accord. He cannot help but shape himself into love, because God himself draws a willing will to himself. As soon as the human being inwardly desires to do what corresponds to God's will, God takes possession of the human being and constantly pushes him towards the aim of becoming perfect again through loving activity in order to re-establish the union with God, from whom the being had once voluntarily separated itself. He only requires the concordance of the human will with God's will in order to help the human being again. For initially the human being has to overcome himself in order to change his selfish love into unselfish neighborly love. But as soon as the spark of love is ignited in him, it quickly spreads, and it becomes the human being's innermost need to only ever distribute love, for he is filled by God's strength of love, and that means thinking and wanting the same as God. It means that what he thinks and wants is in accordance with the law of eternal order. He is permeated by God's spirit of love and completely absorbed in his will. This aim is set for you. But it can only be achieved if the human being submits to God's will. If he submits to the commandments which God gave to people in order to show them the path to perfection. God's nature is love, God's activity is love, and God's will is love. As soon as the human being tries to conform to him, his nature, his activity and his will must likewise be love, then he too will move in the eternal order. He is then re-entered his original state, he is perfect again as he was in the beginning. Amen.